Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We welcome in now LSU sports basketball radio color analyst John Brady. Ahead of tonight's matchup between Florida and LSU, you'll hear it at 8 p.m. And Coach, is another important game in the SEC, obviously, for position, trying to get that double bye.
And I know John Brady counts.
What? Well, it's important for Florida also. They're 9-5, you know, and we're 10-4. So to get that double bye, you know, if we happen to not win this game tonight, it'd knock us certainly out of the SEC race, but we'd still be in the race for the double bye. But, you know, the game against South Carolina for LSU the other night was really critical. This one's not a do or die, but it would certainly be a nice one to get. But I anticipate Florida being ready to play, too, because they lost their last game on the road in Lexington by 6 or 7 points. So they need this game tonight. It would be great for us to get it. And, you know, I'm looking forward to watching a real high-quality basketball game tonight in Gainesville.
Now, Coach Brady, explain to the fans is that look at position and obviously taking care of business on the road in Columbia against the Gamecocks. But the three double buys and with LSU and the position that they're at would allow them to rest, not enter the tournament until the quarterfinals on March 13th. Just talk about how important that is. And then, like you're saying, the magic number for the Tigers, when you look at Florida, you look at Arkansas and get a host A&M in Georgia, you'd have to say is three. And so right now you'd have to be somewhat optimistic. Now you got to go play the games. But and I know it's been tough on the road at Florida Exact Tech Arena. I'm looking at, but the Tigers, I'd say, shocked the Gators back in March 6th when they won in overtime. So this is two really, to me, NCAA tournament teams when you look at LSU and Florida. And the question I'm asking you is that where do you view LSU at right now, considering that a great start and a little slide? But it seems like whenever you can handle adversity and win in a tough environment like at South Carolina, and that's what it's going to take also tonight against Florida.
Well, I think that game at South Carolina was really important, and I really thought the LSU team, you know, showed some toughness about it by losing 4 out of 5, knowing that South Carolina was really an important game to get, and the players responded to what Coach Wade wanted them to do. I mean, he was pretty hard on them for about 3 days there in practice, emphasized defending and keeping the ball in front. It showed up in that game for 35 minutes, and, you know, we kind of lost the lead again, as LSU has done this year a little bit. But certainly we were able to win the game, and I thought that was a huge step for our coaching staff and really the players to respond and win a game on the road that you really needed to win. I think the same effort that we had the other night in South Carolina, if we can duplicate some of that tonight, I think it might be good enough to win this game here in Gainesville.
Now, Coach Brady, when you look at, like, the roster, and, I mean, I don't think too often that when you look at, because how you contribute as far as a starting five or guys coming off the bench, but when you look at Skylar Mays, Trenton Watford, Javonte Smart, Emmett Williams, Darius Days, all averaging in double digits. And is LSU just one of just seven teams to have that when you consider, well, that's been consistency because it seems like they've all spread the wealth offensively as far as their production in double digits.
Well, Bobby, our top five guys better score in double digits because we get no scoring off the bench.
So they
play, you know, they all play 35, anywhere from 29 to 37 minutes a game. So they're getting the opportunities to do that. And the five players we put on the floor are really good college basketball players. And I call it versatility of our offense because any one of our guys, and all of them have led the team in scoring at one time this year. There's not a lot of schools can say that. But on the other hand, our bench is thin. Our bench is going to be thinner tonight because Charles Manning, at the end of the game the other night at South Carolina, he broke the bone in his other foot.
Whoa.
So he's out for another 3 weeks. And Will Wade he talked about that today with the ESPN people, so they'll talk about it on TV. But I'm telling you guys, because I don't think it's really been released yet, but
right. He's
not going to play, and that's going to really hurt our depth because he's a really quality guy off the bench for us, and he can score it a little bit, which takes some pressure off our five starters to score every single night. But I like the five we put on the floor. They've got to be careful about, you know, not getting in foul trouble, defend well without fouling, and stay on the floor. And because we don't have a lot of imagination, at least from a scoring standpoint, coming off the bench now.
Now, you know, Coach Brady, when you look at where they're at and to close out the season, whether you're playing at home or on the road, I think it'd be tough if LSU is able to come out on top against Florida, considering that they did win, but five of the last six games that they dropped and coming away with a win, like I said, on March 6th. But when you look at come Saturday when they play the Aggies and Texas A&M, I mean, that's a game that you have to win. Look where Texas A&M's at, where LSU's is at, and I think also when you're hosting the Georgia Bulldogs. Well, what is your take on that as far as the strong finish?
Well, I agree with that. You know, what we have left after tonight, we've got two of the bottom teams at home in Georgia and Texas A&M, although Texas A&M is playing better. But you're certainly right, Bobby. Those are two teams we should beat at home. And then we go on the road to an Arkansas team that's really struggling right now. I think they've lost six out of their last eight, maybe three in a row. So they're not playing nearly as well as they did first of the year. Plus, they lost, you know, their leading scorer, Darryl Joe, the other guard on their team, too. So they're scrambling. So this game is not a do-or-die game. What's going to happen to us is we need to win the last three. I think what we're looking for tonight is for LSU just to play consistently through 40 minutes and not get players in foul trouble, keep our best players on the floor, and see if we can extend quality, consistent play for 40 minutes tonight on the road. And if we do, this game will come down to the last 5 minutes. And if you make free throws on the road and don't turn it over, you got a shot.
Now, Coach Brady, when you look at the SEC as a whole, you being a part of that and coaching in the conference, and you look at the tradition of the Kentucky Wildcats, and you look at Florida winning national championships. Where do you look at the conference at right now? Looking at Kentucky, what all the teams have, two home games and two road games remaining. The Wildcats at the top with 12-2. The Auburn Tigers and LSU at 10-4. Then you look at Florida 9-5. But the point I wanted to bring up, where do you view the conference at right now, going into the NCAA tournament, and then could you maybe see a team go on a run like the Auburn Tigers did last year and it kind of surprise a number of people?
Well, what I've seen, I thought Kentucky, when they came into Baton Rouge last week, I thought they were the better team that particular night. They defended us really well, and they gave us problems around the goal with their athleticism. It was the first time this year that I saw a struggle to score around the goal. They blocked 11 shots against us, and that happened to us all year long. And I think Kentucky, they played well offensively. They were very efficient. I was really impressed with how, you know, that team conducted itself throughout the 40-minute game on the road in a almost sellout crowd there at the Assembly Center. So I like Kentucky. But again, I think LSU, because we can score the ball, you know, we're the second leading scoring team in the league.
Okay.
So the way we score the ball you know, is really special. So I think on the long haul, if we get into SEC play, we get into the NCAA tournament, I think LSU can win a couple of games because of our ability to score it. Now, the conference as a whole, I don't think it's as good as it was a year ago. I think we'll get four teams in, possibly five. But I don't think the strength of those teams are the quality of the teams that got in the NCAA tournament a year ago.
John Brady, I know you got to run soon for the LSU pregame show. Great stuff as always. Thanks, man.
Okay, guys.
LSU radio color analyst, LSU basketball back in action tonight at 8 p.m. against Florida, 7:30. Pregame coverage starts right here on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.